whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, our special guests are representing the Stone Ridge Senior Living Center, and they are the executive director. Kathleen Dess is here. Welcome, and good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very, very well. And we have a whole host of characters here, along with Kathleen, who is the executive director. We have the director of marketing and sales, and so she's going to sell us something, I hope. She's here. Jamie Cornell is here. Welcome, Jamie.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Nice to have you with us. And our other conspirator is Michael Langlois, who is the Michael is the director of community life services. Michael, I love that.
I
love that title.
It feels great, and glad to be a co-conspirator with you.
There you go. Conspirators mean to act in a group. There's nothing bad about that. So we are going to find out everything we want to know about Stone Ridge, and let's start off, if we can, with just a few details about where it's located and the size of the operation and things like that. Perhaps, Kathleen, you want to start off giving us a little history? I understand you've been there more than a couple weeks, right?
Just a few more than a couple weeks. So okay. Thank you again for inviting us, Mike. It's our pleasure to be here this morning. And we're here and located in sunny Mystic, Connecticut this morning. And we've been here in Mystic on 34 beautiful acres abutting the Avalonia Land Trust, and very close, about a little over a mile from the water in Mystic, and been here for going on 16 years now. We have a great history. We have over 300 residents who live here in our community, and part of our community is really built on our residents' interests, their loves, their passions, lots of lifelong friendships here. We're very proud of Stone Ridge and the community that we've made there. If you were to visit, you'd find a lot of laughter and joy, people that are celebrating their lifelong passions and educations and sharing those with each other. So it's a really very happy place, and we're all on this call. My friends and I are proud to be part of the community.
Kathleen, if I can interrupt for a second, you mentioned 300 people within the center?
Yes, so we have independent living apartments, and that is when people move in, they're completely independent and they can live alone in a beautiful, spacious apartment. And then as people need more care, as we age, sometimes that happens, we are able to put care into the apartment setting, or people can transition to other advanced levels of care as they need it. So assisted living levels of care, perhaps our memory care cottage, and we also have on-site skilled nursing and rehabilitative care, all under the same roof.
It sounds like it's a larger than most that I'm aware of operation. Or do you think you're kind of in the middle or one of the larger spots for this?
We're a life plan community. So when people move in, they're part of our family for life. And as a life plan community, we're probably in the middle range of the size of life plan communities.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of people to me in one
yes,
facility.
Yes, we have our own little village here with our own village green. It's our own little community.
Excellent. Okay. And you've been there how many years?
A little over 3 years. And I've been with Life Care Services. That's our managing partner. They're out of Des Moines, Iowa, and they have almost 50 years of leadership in senior living and management. And I've been with Life Care Services for 14 years, managing life plan communities in Connecticut for that time.
Okay. If people are interested in and kind of following along, if you will. Jamie, is there a website that people can go to while they're listening to us, if they so desire?
Yes, definitely. You can check us out at StoneRidgeLCS.com. So StoneRidgeLCS.com. And we have great information on there about the community. You can meet our staff. We have some background information and personal videos of even some of our residents. So you get to hear from them, and you can check out some of the great programs that we're offering. So virtual visits. So virtual, you can see our community virtually. We have some really great 3D or 360 degree videos on the website.
Excellent. All right. Let's go back to Kathleen and maybe pick up where you left off. Jamie mentioned the virtual information that is there on the site. And that reminds people that, we're not out of the woods yet, and we're in a situation that is very unique. The program today is coming to you remotely. I'm in the studio in Exeter, and Kathleen and Jamie and Michael are in Mystic. I presume you're all in Mystic, or are you in individual homes?
We're all in Mystic. We're all here on site.
And different offices, and socially distanced, and so forth. I just want to remind people of that situation. Kathleen, has that made a difference on how people can find out about you or visit the facility, or what's the new update, if you will?
It has, and we have learned to adjust just like the rest of the world. We're pretty nimble here in how we do things. That's just the nature of what we do here in senior living. We have seen a trend towards people looking on the internet at their options in senior living choices. So we saw that trend really the past 3 or 4 years, and we've made changes to allow people to really get a sense of the community through that option, through that platform. But most recently, we are doing virtual tours. If someone wants to see a particular apartment, let's say, we're able to shoot a video. They are on the website right now. Jamie will be showing quite a few. I think you've videotaped those past 3 weeks, Jamie, correct?
That's correct.
And you can actually see an apartment and experience what community living might feel like for you, and envision yourself in that setting. We do Zoom meetings just like we are on now. I know your audience can't see us, but we're taping this on a Zoom meeting, and we can see each other. And so we've adapted to that technology as well.
Jamie also mentioned programs that are available. You can find out online. That kind of leads into Michael's area, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. I am the director of community life. Another way of saying that is I'm the activities director. I have a really great staff that works with me on a daily basis to create activities that are engaging to the residents in physical ways, intellectual ways, spiritual ways. We really try and engage with the whole person here when we're creating activities and bringing activities to the residents.
So that's something that's constantly happening. There's been no delay in that. Although it's probably been different, right?
It has been. I think when everything started, one of the first questions that I found myself asking was sort of, how do you create community when creating community can be dangerous?
Right.
We're in a situation where we're trying to make sure that everyone stays healthy, and make sure that everyone is safe, but is still able to engage while not necessarily being physically together. Whereas in the past we would have a ton of programs that would bring together residents, concerts and lectures, and that ran the gamut. What we've been doing now in this situation is still trying to create programs and bring programs and activities to residents in a new and interesting way. So while we can't necessarily have a concert in our auditorium and have 150 residents enjoying the concert that way. We've been bringing concerts onto the grounds. So if the weather permits, we will bring entertainers out there. We've had single entertainers, from harpists and guitarists to duos to small bands, actually touring the grounds, and they'll spend several hours during the day, and they'll come outside, they'll play a small set of about 15-20 minutes in one location, move on to another location, so that way the residents have access to the music. They don't have to necessarily leave their apartments. They can come out onto their patios or come on out to their porches and listen to a concert that way. Other programs we have, just like we're doing now, utilized Zoom. So we've had a poetry night that we've done monthly that we would meet in our pub and residents would share poems. Now we've been meeting through Zoom and doing it that way. So it's been, as Kathleen said, we've been trying to be as nimble as possible in order to keep our residents engaged, keep our residents connected, but just doing it in a way that keeps everyone safe.
So how does the average person that's a little older than me, perhaps, and not used to all of the, the electronic things, do you have someone that helps out getting them all on Zoom?
Oh, we do. They contact myself or my staff or many of our residents are pretty tech savvy. In fact, so some of our residents have actually taught me a few things in terms of tech. But we're able to call them, talk them through it. Kathleen actually was with us one poetry night and helped the resident with some sound issues. So it's sort of an all-in, all-team approach, but we're more than willing and more than happy to talk the residents through however we can, however we need to.
Excellent. Kathleen?
And I think Michael is being a little bit shy because he's quite the Renaissance man, and although we've had dog shows and hula hoopers and roving musicians around the community, Michael has also done something walking around the community, balcony to balcony, in the Shakespearean way. Michael has a background in theater, and he's quite the accomplished Shakespearean actor. So he's done, I'm not sure what it was that you did, Michael, but it was pretty interesting. I went out and listened.
Don't know what it was, but it was interesting. Right?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure which Shakespearean said, but maybe you can talk about that for a minute.
All right, sure. Go ahead, Michael.
So, yes, I have a background in theater. I spent 12 years working in professional theater locally, and really specifically with classical theater. So I do have a background in Shakespeare. So over the course of a week, I spent some time going from, again, building to building, and I performed a monologue from the play As You Like It, which is a comedy. But it was a really appropriate sort of monologue, in so much as it was a character who was talking about people who are maybe a little bit cut off from the rest of society, but finding good even in that, and ways to find good in tough situations. So I was able to do a little Shakespeare. The week before that, I sing in a band, so I perform sea shanties, sent music books to residents, and over the course of that week, had residents out on their balcony singing sea shanties with me. So, it's an all-out approach to keeping residents engaged and bringing some lightness to a strange situation. So if I can inject some humor and some joy and bring something to the residents that is maybe a little bit unusual, but brings a smile to their face and allows them to even sort of wave to a neighbor from their balcony that they haven't necessarily seen in a day or so, I'm all for it. I want to keep the residents happy and engaged and making the best of a situation that can be tough sometimes.
And I think Michael's one of your gifts, Michael, is that you're very open-minded and open-hearted when residents bring forth any idea, no matter what that idea is, and going and saying, I'd like to do this. I'll give you an example. Last summer, a group of residents decided that they wanted to have a kite flying club. And so they went to Michael and they said, we'd like to put up a flagpole. We'd like to design our and create our own kites and get out and get them up on nice breezy days. And so now we have a kite flying club, which, you know.
Well, there you go. So, yeah. So Michael, when the residents say go fly a kite, you know they're yes. with you.
I don't take it personally. In fact, I take it literally.
All right. I want to hold us here for a moment because in the second half of our program, we're going to have a new person joining us, and we will introduce him when we come back after these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and having a very pleasant morning sitting with Stone Ridge Senior Living and several representatives from the company. In the first portion of the program today, we had Kathleen Dess, who is the Executive Director, and then we had Jamie Cornell, Director of Marketing, and Michael Langlois, who is the Director of Community Life Services. We're now going to also be joined by the Administrator, Alan Booten. Welcome to the program, Alan.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you join us. And tell the people a little bit about what you do there.
I am the administrator for Avalon Health Center. I'm also responsible for our memory care called the Cottage, which is assistance in living for memory care, and our assistance in living neighborhood called Topsail. So pretty much running those day-to-day activities regarding all of our loved ones and residents, and really just allowing them the opportunity to have a full experience, full enjoyment, while being mindful of their care, safety, and welfare during their time here with us.
Okay. And are you on site right now? I know we're all social distancing, or are you in some other location?
Generally, I feel like I live there. We are open 7 days, 24 hours. Sometimes it feels like 8 days, 25 hours, if that could actually be a feeling. Right now, I'm enjoying a little bit of time at home. And so you might hear, and I apologize, some children, some laughter running around in the background. But hopefully it's well embraced, as right now, laughter is something that we all can fully enjoy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jamie, I know there are some other special events coming up, and let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So we are proud partners of our local community organizations. Two specifically that I want to mention today are the Mystic Seaport Museum and the Mystic Aquarium. And so with, as we talked about earlier, with some of the virtual experiences, we are hosting virtual events through Zoom. So we've partnered with the Mystic Aquarium and the Mystic Seaport for some upcoming programs. The first one is coming up May 28th. Thursday, May 28th at 2:30. And then on Friday, May 29th at 2:30, we are hosting the Mystic Seaport. So May 28th is an African penguin program with the aquarium. May 29th is a behind the scenes of the shipyard with the Mystic Seaport Museum. So check out, go to our website, stoneridgelcs.com, our events page, and you'll see all the listings. We have a virtual happy hour that we host on Fridays, every Friday. So if you want to join and get that Zoom information, we have a lot of fun. So check that out. The Mystic Seaport and Mystic Aquarium as well. So really proud to work with them. And it's a great opportunity just to support our nonprofit organizations too during this time, as this is the height of their season. So it's a great way to get people exposed to the wonderful programs and the work that they're doing.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm sure when you get to the seaport part, Michael will be singing sea shanties in the background.
I, as a matter of fact, I did take a sea shanty class at the seaport a few years back. So that is where I learned those sea shanties.
All right, I'm going to try a 6 degrees of separation. Did you happen to know a man named B.J. Whitehouse when you were doing that? No.
I know the name. I never met him, but I know the name.
I just interviewed him yesterday for WCRI on my other show, Conducting Conversations, and he mentioned sea shanties at Mystic Seaport. So there you go.
Oh, fantastic!
So, Alan, what you missed was the rundown of Michael entertaining people Do you do the same thing?
I try, depending on what type of entertainment was shared earlier. I'm not sure.
Alan brings us joy every day. Alan is the most positive, joyful person I think I've ever met. Yes. He exudes a joy and happiness no matter the circumstance, and I'm really proud to have him as a partner in managing the community. So
thank you for that, Kathleen.
You're welcome. And maybe, Alan, you could share your background a little bit and how you've come to be here at Stone Ridge with all of us.
Sure. I started, my whole life, I don't know how to be any other way but to be an advocate. Both my parents are deaf. They attended the American School for the Deaf here in Connecticut, which was one of the schools, the first schools that opened up for the hearing impaired and deaf. We had so many experiences growing up and really had to be that person that connected her to the hearing world and him. My father had since passed away, and my mother has come to live with us a few years ago, especially to help us out with our firstborn, my son. And during this time, I really see the value in having that connection with family, understanding those relationships, as I'm seeing we're living with so many generations in our own house, and how we help each other, how we grow and how we learn. Currently, I'm learning fifth grade math, which is a challenge. If you have ever dealt with Common Core math, it's a little bit of a change from when I did math. And so being an advocate for our children, being an advocate for my parents growing up in that time, I am fluent in American Sign Language, really had the opportunity to deal with a variety of different people and businesses. And understanding that if you don't have that person standing up for you in all aspects of life, including wellness, it's a challenge to navigate on your own. So I hope I'm a bridge here at the health center to allow those opportunities for families and residents to continue to connect with their loved ones. As we connect with so many different venues, Lawrence Memorial Hospital, Westerly Hospital, we have Hartford Healthcare, allowing all those opportunities to really be fully explored so that our residents can truly enjoy their time with us, with the support and care they need. You know, it's all about hiring the right type of individual from all levels of staffing, the right attitude, obviously with the right criteria to meet the job description. But I share with everybody, I think the number one job description that connects all of us here at Stone Ridge is just to love on the residents. If you start with that, your approach, your work to a resolution, your work in partnership with the resident and their family really ends with something that is, you know, embraced and successful to allow our continued smiles each and every day here while they're with us in our community.
Well, that's very impressive. I'm taken with your background and very impressed and very impressed with all of you. It sounds like a wonderful community and a wonderful place. And something that you said, Alan, just then, I never thought of before. I perform myself all across the world and have for many years as a singer. And lots of times if I get into a government facility, there is usually a signer that is next to me. And sometimes I have fun with them by leaving words out or talking real fast or so forth. But you said something just then that I don't know, I bet a lot of people never thought of. You said American Sign Language. And that never occurred to me before, that if you don't speak American, then you wouldn't know.
I've been asked this question pretty much all my life. Are there different languages in sign language? And there are. The French have their own style of sign language. It is a language that I think could be universal. It really could blend and cross all types of cultures and language. It is a lot of the signs are shared, but a lot of the signs are different. I know the alphabet is different. We had a few of French exchange students at the School for the Deaf, and to learn from them and then learning from us and understanding that their sign language is a tad different. And we always, as any language, has the challenge of, fully understanding what's being shared. But like many other languages, as they are really closely related, mm-hmm. you can, I guess, sort of get by.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And I'm sure every once in a while it comes in very handy at the center. Jamie, we have about 5 minutes left, and I just want to make sure that we talk about not only the programs and the personnel. There are four of you on this program today. About how many people are involved with the community as employees, roughly?
We have about 220 full-time, part-time, and per diem staff in the community. So it takes a village. And I think as we wrap up, we want to take the opportunity to just say thank you. We can't do what we do without our staff. It does, I think a couple of us said it already. It's a team, it's a whole community of people coming together for one purpose, and that priority is the residents. And so each department, that's the focus, and we're led by, you know, a wonderful leaders. We have with Kathleen and Alan at the top to just help really guide that, and that culture permeates through the whole community. So it doesn't matter what position you're in here, you're valued and appreciated, and you're essential to the well-being of our residents. And so it is, I've heard many residents say this is a family. It goes deeper than just a resident and staff interaction. We become extended family. So we hope that everyone who's listening will take the opportunity to check out our website, give us a call. We're happy to talk to you just no more than just to have a conversation. We all could use that right now. So just to share, get to know each other a little bit, share a laugh. And if you have questions about the community, or we love to help people with their plan, help guide people to resources that could benefit them. We have a network of professionals that we work with. So any way that we can help guide people through this process of your future plan and what that looks like, we want to do.
Excellent. So and why don't you just give the website one more time, and if they want to do it the old-fashioned way, the phone number.
Of course. So you can reach us on the web at stoneridgelcs.com. Or feel free, give us a call at 860-572-4494. Again, 860-572-4494.
Operators are standing by. And if you call before midnight tonight, you get a salad master. no, see, all of you are too young to even know what that refers to, but that's all right.
Oh, I got that.
Well, I want to thank you all for giving us a little insight into what we could talk about for many hours, I'm sure, about Stone Ridge and all of the wonderful people that are involved there. I'm impressed with the numbers. Kathleen, at the beginning of the program, I asked you about 300 people being, seems like a large organization to me as far as the community is concerned. But then when I heard the 220 staff members, you're pretty close to almost one-on-one. That's amazing. That's a huge staff. So over 500 people involved. That's a major impact on the community, I would think, of that area. And thank you for being a part of that. Michael, thank you for what you do and keep up the entertainment. And Alan, thanks for joining us. Anybody have any last minute words? Kathleen, you want to wrap it up?
I'd love to, Mike. Just thank you for inviting us to be part of your show. We're really proud of our Stone Ridge community. We're proud of our staff, as Jamie said, and what they're doing, especially today in this time. And we're very proud of our residents who are so supportive and so wonderful. They are part of our family, and there is joy every day when we come in onto our campus. And it's a pleasure to share that with your listening audience. And we hope that perhaps we brighten someone's day out there in Radio Land.
Excellent. Thank you all so much again. And for the audience at home, we'll see you next time on The Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, hoping you have a great weekend.